Listen, if the technology is created, somebody's going to figure out a way to use it to their advantage. Here's the other piece, a couple of things that you mentioned. The second thing is, you can take away the app, but we can get on the World Wide Web and do the same thing we've been doing and upload, which TikTok has already created a web browser page. Yep. So if they created a web browser page, it's just like any other entity at that point, right?
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, Neil Smith with DK Hammonds, and we are talking about TikTok again today, but it is top of mind for a lot of Americans because TikTok might get banned. DK, where do we start? What are you hearing? What are you thinking? What are you feeling when it comes to the potential of TikTok getting banned in the U.S.?
Well, you know, if we think about this from a very, let's start 3,000 feet up. Somebody didn't get paid. Somebody who was supposed to get paid in the grand scheme of things did not get their check. Howbeit, the Blue app, the app that drops your packages off at your house, all of them have the same type of program that they're trying to get into. And so I feel like there is because they have legislature on their side, there is a push internally that, hey, you're doing a whole lot. We don't have any hands in this. And I think even bigger, the most important thing on TikTok is, yes, they have great content, but it is the TikTok store. Family of God, hear me when I tell you, there is so much opportunity with the TikTok store or the store that they have on TikTok, because now we can sell our product as a store, charge you, give you coupons, and we can be the Temu of social media. Well, Facebook tried their store. Nah, it didn't necessarily do well, or it's real spammy, right? Amazon doesn't have a store on social outside of their Amazon platform. And now this store is catching steam. And here is the train that they're trying to watch and say, well, if they can put their stuff on this particular store, then surely we can put some Amazon product on this store. There is no Amazon product on the store. There is no Facebook product on the store. There are other people who may take a model off of Facebook and bring it to TikTok to sell. And this is the primary issue. Here's number two. They're trying to say that TikTok it needs to be owned by an American person. Well, here's the problem. The government thinks that TikTok is owned by the government of China. Okay? Mm-hmm. It is not owned by the government of China. There are people in the United States that own parts and pieces of TikTok. So it's owned by a person who has then sold the pieces out. If you understand how seeding and funding works and all that kind of stuff, that's the conversation for a different day. But that is the problem. They're trying to track the money. They're trying to ban it. Do I think it's going to happen? No. I don't think they got enough. Yep. And here's the other part of this ban that's really questionable or crazy, is that when they do this, they have creators who have made a living, a good living, off of TikTok. So you have a store that's giving to the creative. You have an app. You have an app that's given to the creative. So it's very creator friendly, and nobody has figured out how to legislate that. Well, the legislator comes in and say, we're going to do it, and you're going to give it to us. And if you don't, we're going to try to enforce that. Now, the last problem would be that I think this is more of a local problem, not necessarily a national problem. If your state wants to legislate that we shouldn't have TikTok in the state, then your state can do that. But if your state doesn't want to do that, they shouldn't have to do it. So that's just what my thought process is with it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting for it. and from just a legislation standpoint, I think it's interesting too. You sent me and Aaron yesterday that you know, the TikTok about Apple,
yes,
you know, getting sued. And so there's a lot of things happening in big tech.
Yeah.
And I think the question becomes, how does that trickle down to the church? You know, so we've been talking about there's huge opportunity on TikTok for churches. And there's a lot of churches that are seeing great virality on TikTok as a platform. And so the question becomes, is it going to get shut down for churches? And so should we stop investing here? And I think to your point of, I don't think, you know, from everything that I'm reading and understanding about this legislation, even if it goes through, I don't think TikTok is going to get shut down. I think, I do think it can, there could be a forced transfer of ownership of the U.S. entity of TikTok. Mm-hmm. And even the CEO of TikTok, it says U.S. TikTok is different than the U.K. TikTok, which is different than the Singapore TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I do, I probably share similar concerns of who owns it and where does all this data go, because it's getting a lot of data. But in some ways, that doesn't matter from a church standpoint, from my opinion of, if we're going to use TikTok to help us reach more people, who owns it doesn't matter. What matters is it there, and can we still use it for ministry purposes? And so if it's unlikely that it's going to get shut down, I don't think we need to just pull back from TikTok at this point. And even if it does get shut down, that same format is going to become even more popular on YouTube and even more popular on Reels with Instagram and Facebook. And so we need to continue to get better at short form vertical video. Mm-hmm. But I think how this plays out is unlikely that it gets banned. And I think it's a good reminder that we don't need to be dependent on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. We're the Social Media Church Podcast. We love the social media opportunity that exists on these platforms. But it's also important to remember, we also need to build our email list. We also need to build our text list.
Yes.
We also need to not be dependent on these platforms. And I hear from so many ministries of, I got locked out of my TikTok account. I get locked out of my Facebook account, or it gets shut down. Mm-hmm. And who do I call? And it's like, there's no one to call.
No.
And even though it's up, there's no one to call, and those keys can be taken from us at any time. And we have to be ready for that, not dependent on it. So I think we have to approach it of, we don't know of what's going to happen,
you know,
but we don't need to be concerned about what's going to happen and stop doing what we're doing. And so I think what the other opportunity that comes with this is people are concerned, some people are going to pull back, which is going to create greater opportunity because there's less competition in the space while there's uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's one of those positions where who knows what happens, but I think how churches need to position themselves is keep leaning in to the existing opportunity until there's clarity, because even if it goes somewhere, this is going to be a long process.
Yes.
And so I don't see anything happening anytime soon. And by the time things do flesh out, and if it does get banned and shut down, we're going to have time to transition that audience.
Yes.
But until then, keep leaning in, because the opportunity is still significant to reach more people on this platform.
Yeah, Nils, I think you brought up something really dope, and I want to piggyback for a second and give you a timeline directly from Twitter. Twitter bought some yellow app, Marcos or something like that. I can't think of the name. Maybe they'll put it in the channel. Put it in the chat if you remember the app that Twitter once owned that was yellow, like the yellow app. And then that app got purchased to Periscope. Marquette is what it's called.
Yep.
Marquette, something like that. Marquette. It used to be orange, then it went to yellow, then it stopped. Then it went to Periscope. And then Periscope was then acquired through Twitter. And then Twitter got rid of Periscope. And now you're starting to see the reemergence of what? Periscope. Now, why did I give you that timeline? That's how long I've been following these apps and how they interact. Listen, if the technology is created, somebody's going to figure out a way to use it to their advantage.
Yep.
Here's the other piece. A couple of things that you mentioned. The second thing is You can take away the app, but we can get on the World Wide Web and do the same thing we've been doing and upload, which TikTok has already created a web browser page. So if they created a web browser page, it's just like any other entity at that point, right? Here's the other thing. Then you're going to find hackers or people like me and Niels who are going to find a VPN and still get on TikTok. So while you're trying to do all of this stuff to stop it, there's too many layers around it for the machine to stop at this point. You either have to get with the program or try to force their hand at a different rate, but they're not going to stop the usage of that.
Say goodbye to clunky tools. With DonorBox Ministry Matters, raising funds becomes seamless and efficient. Picture this: easy to use donation forms integrated seamlessly with your website, and powerful analytics to track your progress. It's more than just fundraising. DonorBox Ministry Matters fosters connections and community, inspiring lifelong support for your cause. Ready to grow your church giving? Visit DonorBox.org to discover how DonorBox Ministry Matters can elevate your ministry's impact today.
And so I think that's really important. So Niels, I ask you, in your technology background, as it relates, as you were mentioning with the church, and I think when we have these great things, great apps kind of offset to onset, how would you kind of use that as an advantage tool? Because for me, I'm thinking, let me take this over here and put it over here on YouTube and run it on YouTube. So what would you do in that instance if it did get shut down?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't change anything. If TikTok gets shut down, I'd keep posting YouTube Shorts. I'd keep posting Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels. I think what Americans in particular have shown, but that's been the fascination of TikTok, is it's a global app and engagement, is they like short form vertical video. What I don't like that TikTok has actually done more recently is they're trying to prioritize horizontal videos and they're flopping.
Not and working.
So I think TikTok is trying to do things that people are like, hey, we like TikTok as it is. And keep doing what you're great at doing and don't try to compete with YouTube. But now I will say what is working on YouTube in particular is YouTube Shorts.
Man.
And so that aspect of YouTube is growing. And I think that actually is more of a threat to TikTok than TikTok being shut down by the government. And I think TikTok needs to be more worried about YouTube than they do need to be worried about, you know, the government shutting them down. And so I think at the end of the day, what people like is short form vertical video. Attention is proving that. And it's, we all have these phones, you know, in our hands, in our pockets. And that form of content is very natural for how we can engage with that device. I just think that form, that medium is going to continue to be prominent into the near term future. And so, if TikTok gets shut down, I think you're going to see a mass pivot to YouTube in particular with that form of video. And I'll be curious if YouTube ends up creating a whole separate app, like a YouTube Shorts app, or what they end up doing with it. But you know, I think time will tell where YouTube goes with this medium. It is interesting to me that YouTube has also continued to limit their shorts to a minute or less. And I think that will be interesting to see if they end up expanding like TikTok and Instagram and Facebook have expanded. I think TikTok has also made a mistake, though, of letting them be a whole lot longer. I think that's taken away from the experience. I think people like the short form factor better. From my experience. Now, I could be wrong there, and I'd be curious to how data supports that or doesn't. Yeah. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, TikTok is a phenomenon in the social media realm, and it was the fastest growing social network in the history of social media, faster than Instagram or Facebook. But what we know is that things can change rapidly.
Yeah.
Who knows what X might do, you know, in the space. It's been interesting that X has been prioritizing horizontal video, not vertical, and getting pretty good engagement with that. And so there's a lot of question marks in the whole landscape, but TikTok, for the sake of this conversation, TikTok in particular, I don't believe is going anywhere anytime soon.
And it's most
likely going to different ownership. If it does go anywhere or change in any way. And so I think at the end of the day, TikTok engagement does not seem to be declining. And TikTok in America, it's too valuable. You know, the attention, even politicians are gaining value out of TikTok. I think it's more to, has more to do with who's going to own TikTok. And that's not really going to affect us. I think if anything, it's going to affect the safety of our data. And if that happens, I think it will actually only continue to increase, because if ownership changes and Americans feel more secure on the platform, they're probably going to use it more. And so, I think the future of TikTok is actually bright.
It's not going anywhere. And I'm going to tell y'all, there's so much you can do with it. If your church is not using it or needs help with using it, please reach out to us and let us assist you with using TikTok for your church ministry and church branding. Amplified is Amplified is ready to help you and willing to help you if you will allow us. That's just my little pitch.
100%. 100%. I appreciate that. So yeah, go to amplifysocial.media and we would love to help you in a hands-on way. I would also give a shout out to a previous, you know, episode of, we had Sermon Shots on here, and they're not a sponsor or anything like that, but they do a great job of, you know, kind of creating a good platform. We've talked about Opus clips here. Take your sermon content, clip it up and put it on TikTok. It's not that hard. And I think you'll be surprised of how many people you can begin to reach through that platform. And I would say, DK, the other thing that's been fascinating to me with TikTok is, and we talked about it in our a previous episode of TikTok Live, and long, you know, long form, like 4 hours, just like you used to do on Clubhouse. With TikTok Live is seeing crazy engagement.
No doubt.
And so that's going to be interesting. And and now YouTube has is now supporting, you know, YouTube Live in vertical, which is kind of competing with that TikTok Live. And that's going to be interesting. And YouTube actually just recently released their store integration, for when your channel's at a certain point, which I believe is basically their response to TikTok Shop. Lots of things happening in the space. And I think it really comes down to attention. And at this point in 2024, attention is on TikTok. And it's on YouTube, and it's still on Instagram. Yep. It's divided, which is why I think we can't just say, okay, you should only be on Instagram. Or you should only be on Facebook. Yeah. You cannot be everywhere, but I think it's, you know, TikTok needs to be towards the top of our list when it comes to when we're considering where attention is today and where we need to be distributing our content.
I agree with you, man. And this is just a personal testimony of a client that I've been working with, and somebody may need to hear this. A client who I just started working with recently wasn't even really using TikTok. Now he's using it, and every video from the last 2 weeks have over 200 views, some 700, some almost 1,000. This is just goes to show you that if you know what you're doing in TikTok, the eyeballs are going to come directly to you to get it, to get everything going, right? You do need somebody to kind of help you guide through the other pieces of TikTok. And then once you have that, you're able to push it. And so what I'm going to start doing, what I want to start reviewing, is seeing how sermonic sermons work and how to integrate them in a faceless way. And it may be another conversation, but especially like, you know, because think about it. You mentioned taking it and taking that snapshot. Think about this for the creator that's listening. You can take that sermon, extrapolate the actual audio, and then put a layer on top of that and put it on TikTok. And it now is a voiceless, a faceless channel. Here's another shameless plug. You may want to go and talk to Niels about his faceless YouTube channel video that he has that's absolutely taking you step by step through that. These tips and tricks are available to you guys. You may not know it, but we are creating content not only just to talk about them on Social Media Church, but so that you can use them on a very long-term basis. And it's proven that it works. So that's one of the ways you can do it.
Are you looking for a simple, seamless way to raise funds and support your ministry's mission? Meet DonorBox Ministry Matters, the ultimate fundraising solution tailored specifically for the needs of nonprofits like yours. DonorBox Ministry Matters has got you covered. With their intuitive online donation platform, you can easily connect with your supporters and streamline your fundraising efforts like never before. Picture this: effortless donation management, customizable donation forms to match your ministry's branding, and robust reporting tools to track your progress, all in one user-friendly interface. DonorBox Ministry Matters goes beyond just raising funds. It empowers you to cultivate stronger relationships with your donors, engage your community, and amplify your impact. Whether you're a small nonprofit or a large church, DonorBox Ministry Matters is the partner you need to take your fundraising to the next level. Visit DonorBox.org today to learn more and start making a difference with DonorBox Ministry Matters. That's DonorBox.org.
Love that. Love that. We'll wind down this conversation right there.
Absolutely.
I think our key takeaway is lean in. Don't fall out in the midst of confusion and what you see on the internet. And so the opportunity continues to be bright.
Yeah, man.
For TikTok and the future of TikTok when it comes to ministry engagement. So lean in, and thank you for leaning into this community. If you have any questions, DK, you can find DK and I on the internet everywhere, but you can get links to our social media platforms. DM us if you have anything you want us to talk about, anything you want us to address, or guests that you want us to have on. Let's hang out on social media. We are there in person, engaging with you, and lean into our social media channels with Social Media Church. But go to socialmedia.church for the show notes, for all the links and all the things, and we will connect with you again on the next episode. Thanks so much for listening.